Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday. This is where we give you something quick and actionable for you to kick off the week that'll make you more magnetic and effective. If you will, it's your weekly shot of personal development espresso, and we can all use a shot of something on a Monday. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, or 5 a.m. somewhere, or however that expression goes. Now look, we've learned from a lot of the brain scientists that we've had on the show that our brain communicates to our conscious mind using emotions. In other words, our brain from our subconscious mind communicates to our conscious mind, the one that's talking to you right now, as well, besides me, using emotions. This means that every emotion that we feel is an attempt by our brain or subconscious mind to communicate with our conscious mind. I know that I sound repetitive, but I want that to sink in. Otherwise, this doesn't make any sense. So try and stay with me here because this does sound a little bit woo-woo, but it is actually really simple. Now, one side of our brain doesn't use language to create a voice in our head, so it uses feelings instead. Got it? Good. Since we know that feelings and emotions is just our brain trying to communicate with our conscious self, that means that unless our brain isn't acting in its own interest, and by the way, it is, evolution has seen to that, that means that every emotion, no matter how unpleasant or how negative, every emotion has a positive intent. For example, a friend of mine was feeling sad because a relative had passed away. Totally logical. Later, when we were talking, I realized that she was the type of person that was always taking care of others. So it seemed like the reason she was sad was that she was taking care of somebody who had passed away. But really, when we started to examine the positive intent of her sadness, we realized that her becoming so sad was one of the only ways in which she could find a measure of love and care for herself in the midst of a crisis when she would normally be taking care of everyone around her. So in this way, her sadness, which normally you'd think, oh, that's negative, sadness is bad, this served a benefit and it had a positive function despite being a negative emotion on the face of things. In other words, she wouldn't have taken care of herself if she didn't feel sad because she would have defaulted to her normal behavior, which is taking care of others and sacrificing herself. So this week, anytime you have a negative emotion, and that seems, or some sort of feeling that seems negative in any way, stop for a second and think what the positive intent might be. What is the intent of your brain? What is your subconscious brain doing? What is your brain or your subconscious mind trying to communicate with you? And only once we determine the positive intent can we take the proper actions to take care of ourselves in the situation at hand and truly process those emotions. I know this seems a little complex. It seems a little out there. Re-listen to this. I promise you it's a simple concept and it's very, very useful. And let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and the next few months, of course, as you integrate this into your life. Tweet me at The Art of Charm and let me know how this is working out for you. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. It'll help you connect better with others. It's loaded with stuff just like this in practical terms. You know, we're in there coaching you on the Facebook group as well. You can get into that by going to theartofcharm.com/challenge. It's free. It's unisex. That's the whole point. It's just to get the ball rolling, moving forward. Or you can text AOC to 38470. So text AOC to 38470 or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and we'll see you in there.
Lennon and McCartney, Jagger and Richards, Watson and Crick, AJ and Johnny. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? Well, that's you and Shopify.
That's right, Johnny. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling your own fire merch or promoting your productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star.
What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, as well as millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. And AJ, you don't have to just sell your stuff anymore. With Shopify Collective, you can curate products to sell from the brands that you love, giving your customers more variety and your business more sales.
Shopify is your no-excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/charm. Go to shopify.com/charm now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/charm.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's kajabi.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now have a great week.